I'd just like to mention a few points in this epistle where Christ is preeminent. We have earlier in verse 15 that he is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. In other words, he has the place of headship coming into the creation. And it is said of him too that he is before all things in verse 17. By him all things consist. He is the head of the body. He is also firstborn from among the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So Christ is everything in this epistle. And then in verse 20, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. So he is the great reconciler. And we have been reconciled. We who have come to put our trust in him. There it says, and you hath he reconciled. We have been reconciled. But in the coming day, he will reconcile all things unto himself. We think of the work of the high priest in the on the Day of Atonement, when there was the offering that was given to reconcile the people, and then there was the sprinkling of the blood on the tabernacle and everything, symbolic of Christ, whose work is sufficient and will reconcile all things to himself. So he is preeminent in this epistle, and he is the great reconciler.